Chapter 2. What kind of music would cows appreciate? Over 2,000 years ago, there was a musician in China who enjoyed playing music out in nature, and he wondered if the animals enjoyed hearing it. In modern times, we have scientists who do experiments to find out the effect of music on animals and even plants. But this was rare in ancient times. This musician played a string instrument called qin. People loved his music just as much as people today love Yo-Yo Ma's cello music. On a beautiful spring day, he brought his qin to a field where cows were grazing and started playing for them. Pretty soon, people dropped what they were doing and gathered around him, but the cows continued grazing as though they didn't hear a thing. A man in front said to the musician, "You are wasting your beautiful music on these stupid cows. How can they understand music?" The musician replied, "You may be right, but maybe I'm not playing the right kind of music. Let me try something else." Then he started playing a strange tune that sounded like calves braying. The crowd of people thought the qin had suddenly gone out of tune, and some of them covered up their ears. But almost immediately, all the cows perked up their ears and started shuffling around, as though they were looking for their calves. Soon they all trotted toward the musician, then stood still with their ears perked. Everyone was amazed to see the effect of the strange music on the cows. The musician thought to himself, "Wow, cows do understand music. As long as I understand cows, I can make music they want to hear. How wonderful! I must start making music for other different animals as well." That day, the musician kept playing the music that sounded like braying calves. He got better and better at it, and pretty soon it became mellow and acquired a rhythm of its own. By this time, those who just didn't get it had left. Those who stayed became captivated, as though they had entered a new musical wonderland.